Ag Science 101. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I'm always interested in giving students career opportunities, and especially in science. And farm science is a big deal.
When Glendar Haskin was visiting farms in Tennessee recently, she had one of those aha moments when it clicked for her that her preconceived notion about farmers was all wrong. She's a K-12 science specialist with the Los Angeles Unified School District, and she was in Tennessee as part of the on-farm STEM experience.
I did have some preconceived ideas. I no longer have those. I've learned a lot about how farmers, it's funny, when I'm talking farmers, I'm talking about beef people, but on this side of Mason-Dixon line, they're still called farmers. And how much science, technology, engineering, and even math that they use in just sustaining a farm.
Also on the STEM Experience Farm Tour was Leslie Prudham from Boston, Massachusetts, and she's had a farm background but believes more teachers and obviously students need exposure to the science behind agriculture.
I'm always looking for different ways to help my teachers help their kids do better, and we need lots of data, we need lots of statistics, we need lots of graphing for the kids to work with, and then we're always looking to design new types of experiments. So this has been a great opportunity to do that.
Another participant on the on-farm STEM experience tour in Tennessee was science professor Do-Young Park of Illinois State University, and he says it's really important to him to share information that he saw on the farm with his students.
They're going to be the one who takes all the information and technology they learn in the university classroom and to their students for the America.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.